No, I was the violin.
Oh, violinist.
Yeah.
I was also a violinist.
You did the violin?
Oh, yeah.
Or the cello?
No, the
there violin. Was like a hierarchy in orchestra. It was like if you were a bass kid, you didn't want to do shit.
Yeah. You had like one little note that you had to know because that was the only note that we needed for a bass.
How come the burnout kids knew exactly what instrument? Like somehow they were like stupid, but they were smart enough to figure out the laziest instrument.
That's a great question.
I'm full of them. Not many answers, but a lot of questions.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's all of us right now. A lot of questions, not a lot of answers.
It's always like that. But the, did you have, we had a kid in orchestra. It was got to be like second grade. I think I told you this, Mikkel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember the name.
Yeah, everyone in orchestra was like, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb. It'd be like, like they would like just totally ruin it.
Yeah.
It'd be all slow and bad. And then Mikkel came, this like French foreign exchange student. He just happened to move to Washington, D.C. His dad was probably like working for Northrop Grumman, probably blowing up.
Some shit.
Probably like drone striking people. But he's like some French special ops. His kid was like this second grade prodigy of a violin player. And everyone's struggling. He'd be actually be like ahead.
Yeah.
So everyone's like Mary Hannah. He'd be like, nee, 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 nee. And he'd like make it so it hums like.
Had grown women crying.
Oh, yeah. He has a tear coming out of his eye. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Every school has one.
Oh, we hated
every
that kid.
Every school has one.
We're like, when he wrote his name on his paper, it was M-I-C-A, it was Michael. But like the teacher would call him Mikkel. I'm like, don't do that to him. Don't fucking do that. So it was him. He was way better than me, but I was like the second best in the class. And we got to like sit on stage with some giant, like the symphony that did Star Wars. Like whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the big, you know, so people were paying like $200 to come see them play all suited up. And we got to sit on stage. That was our prize.
It's pretty awesome.
So I'm sitting next to another violinist. They paired you with an instrument that you played.
So you were next to a legit violinist.
Yeah. This lady wanted nothing to do with me.
Aww.
Nothing. She was like, just so, she was like that librarian look. Like she's probably like 48.
And she's a serious violinist.
Her fingers are like bleeding.
Yes.
Yeah. She was like, and I was like, hey, what, you know, do you want me to turn the page? She's like, don't. She was like, don't touch shit.
Not even, like, looking at you?
No, didn't look at me once. She would talk to me, like,
while she's she'd have her chin. Her notes still.
Yeah, and I would just remember looking at the crowd. It was, like, the Illuminati. Like, it was just all those, like, oh, I'm like, oh, they're all bankers. It was Washington, D.C. Like, they're all politicians.
So you knew from an early stage.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, these, I'm like, look at these crooks out here in the audience.
As you're in elementary school.
Oh, it was the worst. But yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it was an experience. I mean, I sat next to
that's an amazing
the greatest.
Experience. Yeah,
it was all right. I wouldn't say amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean,
if you were in, if you were like,
you weren't that impacted where you're a violinist today.
Yeah. I mean, it was exactly. I'd rather tell dick jokes than you know, play the strings.
Well, I'm glad you don't tell dick jokes.
Yeah, I always say that, but I don't think I have one dick joke.
Classy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to. I'm not Seinfeld, but I, you know, we definitely got what we got. But yeah, welcome to the show. I forgot we already started episode 24. I had to look at the board. I had the four in my other pants pocket and I'm running around going, I was going to put episode two and then just spell out four if I couldn't find the four.
Spell it out with what? A Sharpie?
No, four, like F-O-U-R.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
episode 2-4.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're here. We do have breaking Florida news. This came out about 20 minutes ago. Florida man charged with involving 8-year-old boy in crime spree. I don't want him to be soft, says the dad. Now, I'm conflicted on this, all right? I don't.
So many questions.
Yeah, what's your first one?
What was the crime?
Yeah, we'll scroll down. See, the show's evolving. My laptop's like two feet from the...
So far away.
I know, but that's what...
That's what happens.
I didn't ruin the show, did I? No, we're still recording.
I think you just unplugged the laptop, which is fine. We're still on, everybody.
I was just saying, the show is evolving. I'm so excited. It's
technical difficulties. Like
we're upgrading. Somehow we upgrade and downgrade at the same time.
We just forgot to get the longer cords, everyone.
If we weren't recording this, like with the camera, I'd reach out with my big toe and move the arrow down.
Oh, wow. You are very, like, flexible where you could actually pull that off.
It's freaky that you can pick stuff up with your toes. Like, I got pretty good, like, picking shit up with my toes.
When did you ever have to have that skill?
You don't need it. But everyone has it. Okay, look.
I don't have any, like, mobility in my pinky toe, my second to the pinky toe.
You can't pick up a sock with your foot and put it in the hamper.
Oh, yeah. I could move all of my, but if I just, like, wanted to move one toe.
I'm not talking about hanging from a tree like a bat. I'm saying, do we have that if you work hard enough?
Yeah, I actually have a friend that actually pinches people with her fucking toes. And it's like,
what?
You're kind of intrigued at first. Like, how do you do that? But at the same time, you're like, get your feet away from me.
Yeah, you're like, ah, what the fuck? Oh, is that your toe? That's disgusting.
Yeah, but like,
how do you do that?
Exactly.
I feel like that'd get me too.
What the fuck?
Okay, well, we got sidetracked picking up shit with the toes. But that's why I wanted you on, because it's like, I wouldn't come up with that just sitting here. And if I did, that'd be psychotic. That's why I came to the conclusion. The reason why I can't do a podcast by myself is because you are insane if you can't.
Well.
Unless you write a script.
Yeah. I think you did a great job.
Yeah. I still don't see
why you even need me as a co-host, but I love to be your co-host.
Yeah, because we're having a lot of fun.
I'm having so much fun.
Look,
guys.
This is the thing. If someone's like, oh, he does a podcast with his girlfriend, da, 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 I'm like, yeah, like this is, it works. We're doing it.
We're doing it. Cheers. All right, Florida Man.
Yeah, if you like it, you like it. If not, like, I'm at a point where I'm like, look, that's the least of my worries is what someone cares about. A Florida man has, God, this is good weed. A Florida man has been accused of contributing to the delinquency of his 8-year-old son after deputies say the kid tag along, says he had a kid tag along with him. Wow, all that reading we're doing during the day. He had a kid tag along with him during his crimes. Ernest McKnight III, 36, was asked by a detective why he had a child with him. He replied, I was trying to toughen him up. I don't want him to be soft.
That's a legitimate reason. In this day and age, you got to be tough, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, bring your kid to work day.
That's some name. Ernest McKnight III. Sounds noble. Like a fucking winter is coming.
Oh, you mean like he's like a prince of
nobility, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. Yeah, it is a prestigious name.
It is.
The third is always like, all right, what are we doing?
The third.
He said the boy was with McKnight of Winter Haven last week when deputies say McKnight burglarized 3 occupied dwellings, stole a car, and made off with a package stolen from a porch.
Oh, shit.
Taking a child out with you while you're committing felonies is not a proper way to create positive influence. Wow. I'm quite confident that there is not a child psychologist out there who would agree with this guy's idea of proper activity with a child. Okay, so I'm conflicted on this. I don't think anyone should be doing home invasions with their kid, but at the same time.
Or stealing packages off of people's porches.
Same time.
That's upsetting.
Great excuse to tell the police. Look, I don't want them to be soft, all right? Look, I know what I'm doing, but look, at the same time, yeah, the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, maybe it's not a good influence.
There's other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign him up for boxing.
Better ways.
You know?
But I do understand. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try to say bring a kid to work. Did you ever go to bring your kid to work day?
Yeah, my mom was actually my nursery school teacher, so every day was bring your kid to work day for her.
I'm talking about like real bring your kid to work day.
No, just that. Have you?
Yeah, I went to, my mom was like some marketing something, but like she had a guy in the cubicle like behind her. This is why I love the movie Office Space, because from a very young age, I had to have been like 6 or 7. I go, I'm never, ever, ever, ever coming to one of these places.
Sounds like a horrible place to be. Yeah.
The guy to her left had to be about 5'2", a buck 80. Like he was a heavy little guy.
That sounds like a bowling ball.
Yeah. Well, he had a punching bag in the corner of his cubicle. And when you hit it, it was one of those where you hit it and it goes down and comes back. But when you hit it, it went, oh, ow. And I would hit it and I pissed off everyone in that office. And that's how I knew. I'm like, these people don't want to have fun. This is a fun sucking environment. So yeah. And then I went to my dad's work and they were talking about like security systems and shit. And I'm like, all right, I probably shouldn't be listening to these conversations.
Yeah, that's like government stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think this is supposed to be bring your kid to work day stuff. But they had I don't know. Do you think anyone ever got fired on bring your kid to work day?
I'm not so sure. I feel like that should be like a no. Like you can't get fired on bring your kid to work day.
that's in the clause.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting fired tomorrow. Johnny, come with me.
Just always bring your kid to work so you never get fired.
Or you're just like, yeah, and this is my desk, and this is the picture of your mom and you, and look, I have this photo of our vacation. And he goes, he just gets that knock. It's like, hey, Johnson. He goes, we're cutting the entire budget analyst office. You're out of here. And he's like, Dad, what does fired mean? He's like, it means we're getting ice cream. Don't tell your mom. It's like, oh, we got another one here. Florida man hauled. This is amazing. Florida man hauled stolen I-4 utility pole atop his sedan, troopers say. Now, I'm going to have this picture up on the YouTube, but for you audio listener, it's a red, got to be 19, I want to say 94 Camry burgundy with a, look at the duct tape on the mirror, holding the side view mirror, and the hood is scratched.
Those cars are built to last from the 90s and before.
Yeah, this is the commercial you want to see. You don't want to see Camry, the number one this and that.
Or like a 16-year-old getting a brand new Toyota. You want to see what that Toyota's been through.
That's
already
what I'm saying. I want to see a 94 look.
Yeah.
This is a 94. Imagine what the 2020 can do. Yeah. This thing is carrying a damn light pole from the highway.
Let's see you give your daughter the keys to that and say this car was built to last.
But look at how many scratches are on the hood. He has like gutters on top of it. He definitely had like a washing machine on the hood, just the way it's scratched up.
Yeah,
that thing is destroyed.
He's definitely brought some other pieces of metal to.
Yeah, so this is a common business in Florida. This is I'm gonna scroll down real quick, but this is. It's scrap metal. So a lot of people in Florida, it's just what they do. They drive through neighborhoods at 2 a.m. and they throw just junk, other people's junk. If they can find a fridge, that's like a redneck jackpot, you know, a washing machine, and you take it down to the metal yard and they compress it or they take the parts out of it and they actually give you money.
Yeah. They get, it's like scrap metal.
Right. But it's like not anything. So you have to have like, you have to have a truck, not a 94 Camry.
Yes.
Okay? Let me scroll down for this.
He could have got a U-Haul instead.
I don't think he has U-Haul money with the way that mirror is hanging on. Here we go. Tampa, Florida. Classic Tampa situation. Troopers in Lakeland say a Lakeland man spotted with a metal utility pole atop his sedan had been turned away from the recycling facility after stealing the large pole. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the fallen pole was stolen from the westbound Interstate 4, just east off the I-75. Witnesses reported seeing a motorist load a pole onto his 97 Toyota Camry. I was close.
You were close.
I was close. I said 94. Here we
go. Load the pole.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Holy crap.
Troopers say Douglas Allen Hartley. Wow. Haitley. God, that's such a utility pole, you know, stolen name, Douglas Haitley.
He's just trying to take into consideration the COVID restrictions right now. He brought his 6-foot pole.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making sure everyone is social distancing properly on the highway.
His 22-foot social distancing stick. That'll keep people off your bumper.
For real.
Having that big-ass thing.
That'll keep everyone so far away from you.
He got turned away for not having proper documentation for it. What was that conversation like when he pulled up to the scrapyard with just a fucking utility pole?
I want to know how he got that thing out of the ground.
I want to know how he got it on top of his car.
Yeah.
What batch of meth was this that allowed him to lift a traffic? This is an interstate street light, and it's on top of his car, and he strapped it down.
How much do you think that weighs?
Let's look at what he, let's see if we have his mugshot. Oh, 71 years old?
Oh, no. He did not.
Whoa.
All right. He definitely, yeah, he had to have had help. He couldn't have done that.
Who helped him? They go, Douglas, get on down there. And we split. Someone was loading it up with him, and he goes, we split in this 50-50, right? This is around 11 a.m.
Oh, he looks so disappointed.
No, he looks like he's like, well, I knew it wasn't a good idea. 71 years. Yeah, that's a meth neck. Look at that. Dude. Those three lines in the forehead.
Yeah, he's going big.
My man, look at his traps. Maybe he did lift it up by himself.
Probably been doing this all his life.
He's got that scrap metal body. He's been throwing fridges on top of Camrys for years. You know what all those scratches were probably from? Was the pole going king and falling off and he put it back on?
Yeah, I would.
God bless him.
I would love to see him put that on there. They probably have the videos. They have to. They probably found where that pole was missing from. And looked at the surveillance cameras all around it, and they're all probably having a great laugh right now.
Dude, I bet he went through the Sun Pass, too. Right through the toll. After they got the pictures of him. Oh, man. That's wild. Well, we're going to cut it here, 18 minutes in. We're doing this on Monday night. We're supposed to do them Sunday, but this is the last, you know, Friday, Monday show, so we got to it late, but we will do a half hour next time. Like, we're getting requested. People are like, do longer. 15 minutes is cool. But I'm like, yo, I don't want to give you shit, like I said. So, yeah, we'll leave it here. Episode 24. Thank you guys for being here. We will see you next Monday. Nancy, thank you for being here as always.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
Peace.